Scuffle that Shahram and Sepideh had over the special prize for the TV series, Mashrajab's headaches, and the sacrifices that both of them made for Maziar's sake, a tiny bit of hope took root in my heart that they might be able to live together again, especially since Shahram had once again asked her to marry him. Even though Sepideh said no to Shahram, and she had the right to not agree so easily, I still had a feeling that the two of them would live together once again. However, Shahram surprised all of us again. It had been some time that he'd been acting in a play with an actress named Bahar, and he developed feelings for her. Even though I knew how emotional Shahram is, I was still really shocked to learn about the situation. Unfortunately, day by day, I was becoming more certain that my silly brother had no idea what he was doing with his life, and that he's really confused. I got really angry, and I decided not to help him out with this matter.
Why do you think that I have to pay 40 or 50,000 every day for flowers for you to go and hand them over to our director? What are you thinking? You silly girl!
It's your own fault. You were glaring at me, so I got scared and gave the flowers
to
your director.
Come on, sister. I glared at you yesterday. You were coming towards me yesterday, so I glared at you so you'd go towards Bahar. But I didn't glare at you today for you to go and give the flowers to our director.
He reached out his hands and he thought I wanted to give the flowers to him like yesterday, and I just gave him the flowers.
Oh, man. You made a mess of everything. You made a mess and you ruined it. If I had done such a thing, you and Shiva would make fun of me for a year.
Nothing bad's happened now.
What do you mean nothing bad's happened? It's definitely bad.
What I mean is that you've got more than 20 more performances. During one of those days, I'll get some flowers and go to Bahar with them. Is that good?
How much do you think I'm making for that play? For me to use 40 or 50,000 of it to buy flowers and give it to you, for you to go and give it to our director?
I'll pay for it myself. Anyhow, Shahram, what use is it if I give her flowers? Plenty of people go and give her flowers after the performance, and then she goes to each and every one of them and asks, "Excuse me, why did you give me flowers? Did you mean anything by it?"
No, she doesn't go and ask because they're all her friends and relatives, but she will go and ask a stranger why they bought her flowers, and then you could have told her what the story was. You would have let her know about it, and I would have succeeded. You and Shiva have never done a good deed for me. After all, you're supposed to be my sisters. I have two sisters. I have two sisters.
What's wrong with you? Why are you yelling?
Hey,
the child just fell asleep.
Hello.
Hello. So this is what it's going to be like every night? Doesn't someone need to stay with that poor child? The poor thing's afraid of being alone.
So where is Aunt then?
She went to a painting convention with Nima. No matter how much I told Maziar, he didn't stay at our house. He says he wants to sleep in his own bed. Now, what's wrong with you? Why do you look so upset? Did the girl say no to you? She's got the right. What?
Why shouldn't she say yes to me? What's wrong with me? Am I crooked? Am I a thief? Am I an addict? Do I have a criminal record?
Just forget about it. It's useless to discuss such things with you. Come to my house. I'll heat up some food. Come eat something. Come on.
If that unfair, disloyal sister of mine had gone and talked to her, everything would have worked out. She knows how.
Uh-oh.
That's right. You like that? Now watch this.
Well, that was really great. I'm 100. I have to hit a double one. You're 12. You're 89 points behind.
Oh? You think I'm that far behind?
You're really far behind. The walls and doors don't count.
No, it's all right now. I'll hit some of those doubles and triples and I'll catch up. My score will go up. Watch.
Look, brother, never mind the doubles and triples. You'll be lucky if you can manage to hit the ball.
Hey, man, why are you making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you.
Go stand over there so I can
throw a couple more.
No, you
already did. It's my turn now.
Well, go ahead. Let me see.
Yeah.
I really like the way you talk. You're really funny.
Yes. Now, me and Fazal aren't really that good. You should see our fathers.
No.
Yeah, he's right, man.
Throw it to me. Throw a couple of good ones.
Oh, that was really great.
Oh, you're right. Lily, we're supposed to be going for the patients.
Hold on and I'll tell you. Arya Shah and Punak. And you've got another two without appointments.
Excuse me, but what do you mean without appointments?
It means that when you go and visit the two patients, in between them, you need to go and visit the other patients as well.
You think it's a clinic?
I wanted to make it look classy, like you're really busy.
Fazal, dear, you don't need to interfere with Layli's work. She's good at what she does. She knows what she needs to do. I hurt my arm.
Well, what a terrific melon.
By the way, Fazal, do you want me to show you a way that you can become rich within a year?
Oh, the truth is, I've been trying for 10 years, but it's not happening. How can I do it in a year?
It's obvious you haven't been doing it right. But I'll show you a way that you can reach everything you want in life within a year. You'll have a house, you'll have a villa, you'll have a car.
I got it. That isn't really a new way, brother. Many have gone that way, but in the end they wound up in prison. Look, Fazal, I'm not into stealing and such things like that. Not at all.
He's really something else. Am I a thief to make such a suggestion to you?
No. Now, I'm just saying, I mean, the things you're talking about, that's the only way to be able to get them. Stealing and swindling and embezzling
no
and such
way,
things.
No, look. I'll tell you, and you know what? Just forget about it. I apologize. Just forget about it.
I'll give it to you right now. Let me take this out.
Tell me what the way
no
is.
Way. No way.
Just tell me now. No. Come on, just say it.
No way, man.
I'll just say it, Fazal. I'm really curious, too.
I'll say it for Layli's sake. Plastic surgery. You don't understand.
Well, what's that got to do with me, huh?
Aren't you a doctor?
I am a doctor. I'm a general practitioner.
Well, you're a general practitioner. That's really great. I've looked into it, and a percentage of the people that perform plastic surgery are general practitioners.
And where exactly did you get these statistics from?
From the heart of society. From the middle of the street. Do you even know how much it costs to get a nose job?
Oh, it's more than several million. I know exactly how much.
Do you know how long each nose job takes?
Oh, not long. It's on an outpatient basis.
Yes. Do you know how many surgeries you can perform in a day?
Oh, a lot. I know that for a fact.
Do you know how much money you can make in a day?
Go even higher.
Than what?
Than 10, 15, 20 million.
Is it bad?
No. No, I get it. Now I get it, but I don't have expertise in this field. You can't just play with people's lives, can you? Right?
I said you don't need expertise. Man, I've heard that a general practitioner gets the hang of it after a month or two.
But, Fazal, dear, it's not a good thing to do, my good man. It's not good.
Well, you can make it good by being extremely careful. The things he says. Do you know how many billions you can make? Me and Layli will help you out.
Yes.
We'll bring customers for you. Do you want to keep going to your patients on your motorbike? Give them injections?
That's exactly right.
Look, first of all, I don't give injections. Secondly, even if I did give injections, well, what I do is so much more respectable than what it is that you're talking about. Come on, man. It's people's lives. I don't want to do it. I prefer to sit in a corner with a little bit I make. I'm satisfied with that.
Man, I'm telling you, the way that I'm telling you about, within a year you'll make so much money that...
I'm saying that I don't even talk about it in front of me. What you're talking about is dirtier than the dirtiest thing. A person that wants to make money off of people's lives and blood, and that's dirtier than the dirtiest thing.
Oh, where are you going now?
Weren't we supposed to go and visit a patient now? Well, I'm going to go and get ready. Layli, thank you very much. I put you to a lot of trouble.
Not at all. It's all right. Our house is your house.
No, I mean it. I really love this place. If you'll excuse me, goodbye.
I won. I knew that Fazal wouldn't agree to it. He's a decent person.
Yes. You won and I lost. But I'm really happy that he didn't agree to it.
He didn't even get tempted, not in the least.
You have to take me to the restaurant I told you and buy me dinner. You can't get out of it.
Sure.
Here you are.
Lily, I'll take you... the restaurant, if you like. I'll take you there.
But he really does do the right thing. He has a conscience. I'm telling you, he really has a conscience.
You're telling me. I'm willing to swear on it.
What happened? You got ready so quickly?
No. I wanted to see if the plastic surgery you mentioned, well, what we just talked about, so you'll be able to really find customers for it, right? You know, the reason I'm saying it is I figured it wouldn't hurt to try it out. Maybe I might actually have the talent for it.
Lily, I want a pair of those socks for varicose veins.
Well, well, it's Sharam. Are you going for the play?
Yes. Goodbye.
Good luck to you. God be with you. Hey, Fazal, sir, aren't you coming?
Fazal, dear, if I ask you to do something, promise you won't say no to me.
Of course not. Say it. It's no problem.
Go and tell Shiva to go and talk to Bahar. She's my sister. I want her to do this for me.
Come on, man. Please don't get me involved in this matter. Shiva isn't going to go. You already know that.
If it's because of Sepideh, everything's over with between me and Sepideh. Go and tell her that we don't want to live with each other at all.
Oh. Then why on earth did you go and propose to her again?
I made a mistake. I didn't know what I was doing. I made a mistake. Anyhow, Sepideh said no to my marriage proposal. I'm tired of being single. I want to get married.
Come on, man. Look, you know Shiva better than I do, and even if the sky comes crashing down to the ground, she's not going to do it. She won't go. She won't.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sharam, if you'll excuse me.
Look, don't waste your time for no reason. Go and talk to Aunt Mabubeh. She's the one you need to see.
Man, Aunt will ruin everything, Fazal. It'll be really, really bad.
You're underestimating Aunt Mabubeh's abilities. You should send
her.
Come
on, Fazal, come on already.
I'm coming. Hey, man, don't you want to invite us so we can come see you play? You stingy, miserly.
Mr. Dalgosha, now I keep repeating myself, and you keep saying the same thing. I have no intention of getting married. No, you can keep calling, but only 3 or 4 times a day. You are calling 20 times a day. All right. Yes. Goodbye. Oh, yes, he's really tiring me
out. Now forget about him. What do you say, Aunt?
All right, I've got no objections.
That's great! You're the best!
What happened? All right, I'll go and talk to her.
Man, not with her, with her dad.
With her dad? Let me talk to her first and see what she thinks about it, whether she wants to or not.
I already know. She wants to. Her answer is yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. She has strong feelings for me.
She told you herself that she likes
you.
In
the beginning, I thought it was because of her role, because we were playing Romeo and Juliet. Have you read it, Aunt?
I've seen the movie.
Uh-huh. I'm playing the role of Romeo and Bahar's playing the role of Juliet. In the beginning, I thought it was because of her role, that she was tearing up and she wanted to express her love. But then I realized that it seems that that's how she is. I told her son, and he said, she likes you too, man. If you tell her, she might pass out.
And who is this Ehsan?
He's our director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him and he said, she has feelings for you too. She's going to say yes to you, but you have to see what her dad thinks about it. I asked why and he said, it's because her dad's a rich guy from the bazaar and she's his only child, so he's really sensitive about her. He said, but don't go and tell him right now. We're in the middle of the performance and your roles are opposite each other and it might mess up her performance. Or cause a problem in your relationship. Wait until after the play's over. But I can't wait, Aunt. I want to know right now what her dad thinks about it.
Sharam, is this girl by any chance older and desperate to get married?
No, man. She's only 25 years old.
Then she's ugly.
Oh. Aunt, you already know my taste. If you see her, you'll say, good job, Sharam.
Then she's stupid.
Huh? What do you mean she's stupid? Come on, Aunt, she's a professional theatre actress. She's won a bunch of prizes.
But if she isn't any of these things, then why would she say yes to you?
Now you're starting to sound like Shiva. What's wrong with me?
No, my darling, nothing's wrong with you. You already know how much I love you. But, well, you're not a man anyone should marry. If you were, you wouldn't have stayed with Sepideh. Anyhow, you're too useless to keep a wife.
Thank you very much. No, I'm just a stupid idiot, aren't I, Aunt? I'm a stupid idiot to be asking my sister and my aunt to propose to her for me. Thank you very much, my dear aunt. Goodbye.
Oh, no, no. Why are you sulking like a child now? All right, I'll talk to him.
Really? Thank you very much, Aunt.
But how am I supposed to talk to him?
It's a very classy and polite manner. And don't look him in the face at all.
No, what I meant is, where should I see him? How am I supposed to make arrangements with the dad?
Her dad's coming to see our performance this evening. You come there too, and you'll see each other there.
But it's too late for today. I can't.
Yeah, man, you can. Our performance isn't for a while yet. You get ready quickly, and I'll tell Isan to give you seats next to each other, so you'll be able to easily talk to each other over there. All right? I love you so much, Aunt. Hurry up. I'll give Isan a call. I'll be outside. Hello? Aunt hasn't come yet?
No.
We'll have to make preparations now. She's going to need new clothes in order to go to the...
Where is she?
Ella has to decide for herself.
Where to?
So, tell me, what's up?
Nothing new, sir.
Nothing?
Man, it's been 3 or 4 hours since our play ended. Where could Aunt be?
You know how Aunt is. She won't stop until she gets results.
Yeah, I should have gone to Aunt right from the start. I wasted my time for no reason on you and Shiva. Shiva just kept saying no, and you just ended up costing me more than 100,000 for flowers.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but in these situations, Aunt's record is under an hour.
Well, so what is it that you mean?
If it's taking this long, the discussion must not be going well.
Don't give out so much bad energy.
Now, don't worry. If Aunt has resisted up until now and hasn't backed down yet, then she won't back down. There's some positive energy for you. Now let me watch my movie, okay?
Go ahead. Watch your movie.
Hey, Shahram. What do you plan on doing with Marzia?
I'll put him in an orphanage. He's my child. What do you mean, what do I plan on doing?
What I meant was, how are you going to tell him you're bringing a stepmother for him?
A stepmother? Oh, forget about these things for now. Don't you go and say stepmother in front of him. Just watch your movie.
Shh.
Well, go ahead and tell me. Why can't it be?
Hello.
Aunt? Where have you been?
Oh, all right now. What's wrong with you?
You were gone a long time.
Bahar's father invited the three of us to go out for dinner.
Really? That's great, Aunt. You're the best. All right, so what happened?
Look, they're good people. Her father is a little bit of a calculating person, but he's a good man.
You see? I told you. You like my taste. They're really
yes,
classy
they're good.
People.
Aunt, it seems you really had a great time. It's been a long time since I've seen you so happy.
Yes, I had a really great time. Oh, I ate so much food, I'm about to explode.
So, Aunt, what happened? Did you talk with him? His answer was yes, right? Was it yes? What did you say? Everything's taken care of, right?
The truth is, her dad's opposed to it.
How come?
Well, he gave me a ton of reasons, and they were all correct.
What reasons?
Well, one is that you were married before, two is that you have a child, three is that you don't have a proper income. Should I keep going?
Oh, that big mouth, Ihsan. Why did he tell her these things?
What things?
That I'd been married before and had a child.
No, Ihsan didn't say it. I said it.
Why do you say it?
What's that mean? Well, shouldn't I have said it?
You should have, but you shouldn't have said it now.
Then when should I have said it?
I don't know, but not now. Whenever you'd gotten them to say yes.
Get out of here.
Man, Aunt, you ruined everything. What did you go and tell them for? Man, why did you tell them I had a wife?
Shahram, what are you saying? You sent me to go and lie to those people? Well, they would have eventually found out.
Yes, they would have found out. They had to find out, but after everything was done and over with.
Wow, don't say that. What's that mean? Shiva was right. Something's wrong with you.
That's right. Something's wrong with me. I'm bad and you're all good. Ah!
I don't know. Shahram told me that the girl had feelings for him, but I didn't sense such a thing at all.
What can I say? It's Shahram after
all. What are you watching?
This...
Bubbity 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 boom.
Don't honk the horn. What a busy day it was.
Yeah,
What did I tell you? I said I'll do something for you to be drowning in patience. Now we'll eventually have to make it 24 hours a day.
Hey, man, am I your slave? I already can't handle it as it is. I'm going to get too tired.
Don't worry. We'll add another doctor and we'll have him handle the nighttime visits.
Well, just go ahead and say you want to start up a business.
Oh, Brazard. You know, you're really ungrateful. I'm expanding your business. I want to do something so you can sit at home and not have to move. Just supervise.
Oh, then just say you want to make me have to sit at home.
It's useless having a discussion with you. Let's go.
Fazal, come here a second. Look, the story that we spoke about, that story,
what?
Plastic surgery and all of that, you know, let's talk about it a little more seriously.
Look, could we not talk about it more seriously and have you forgot about it?
But you suggested it yourself.
Man, I made a mistake. I was just testing
What's that
you.
Mean? What for? What on earth? Why are you testing
me? I wanted to see how strong your work ethic is.
Well, you saw that I have a strong work ethic.
Oh, yes. Up until yesterday it was strong, but you've been saying it so much since this morning that I got a headache. Huh? Are you a plastic surgeon for you to want to do such a thing?
Well, you're the one that said you looked into it, and most of the people that do plastic surgery are general practitioners. You said that yourself. That's what you said.
Hey, man, I just said something. You want to hurt those poor people?
No, my good man. I'm not that kind of person. I wouldn't even let a single drop of blood spill out of someone's nose for no reason. Fazal, I'm tired of having to go to people's homes on a motorbike. Can't you see that?
Farzad, dear, my good man, just forget about it. I'm begging you. Look, by the way, slap me in the face.
What for?
Just do it. Give me a hard slap in the face.
But why should I slap
Come on,
you?
Come on, just do it! Oh! Excuse me, Farzad, dear. Just be kind enough to forget about the whole plastic surgery thing and don't say anything in front of Layli, all right?
Man, but she was in favor of it.
She wasn't.
Yes, she was.
Man, she wasn't. Huh? We were just joking. We made a bet that if you agreed to it, she'd buy me a pair of socks for Verica's veins, and if you didn't agree to it, I'd take her out for dinner.
But what?
The poor thing didn't get her dinner, and she has to buy a pair of socks
but
for
what
me.
Do you mean socks, huh? What kind of joke is that? What kind of a stupid, silly bet was that for you to make, huh? What was it?
It was silly. Ever since this morning, you've been... Forget about it. Go on,
Don't
get some sleep.
Don't give me orders.
We've got a thousand things to do in
the
morning.
You're not the boss of me at all. Don't give me orders. You're not the boss of me at all.
Oh, you're right. Please, be kind enough to give me some money. I have to take Layla out for dinner.
Yeah.
Give it, man. You don't need to count it. Just give me these two. He's counting it as though... Yeah, I'll take these two. Put it in your own account. Don't put it on my
account. Why in my account?
I took a slap for it. I'm maintaining your reputation in front of her. I want to say that you were angry with me because of my suggestion that you slapped me in the face. You can still see the mark.
So that's why you kept telling me to slap you in the face, isn't it?
No, I'm addicted to getting slapped, and I was going through withdrawal. I wanted to get a fix. Well, I feel so much better now. Oh, you wild beast. Go on, get going. Go and get some sleep.
He's really a philosophical painter. He's a genius. Yes, that's just it. He believes there's an animal within each human being that shows itself when the time comes. Yes. No. He'll buy them all at once. Really? For how much, then? Yes. Excuse me, I've got another call. Can I call you back later? How can I help you? No, unfortunately, I don't recognize your voice. You are? Hello, how are you? Thanks for calling. I put you through a lot of trouble last night. Is Baha well? Yes, Sharam's well too. Sharam's well too, yes. No. Tomorrow night? Yes, of course. Come, please. No, we'd be happy to have you. It'd be an honor. I'll see you then. Yes. Goodbye. It was Ardalan. They're coming to our house tomorrow night.
Wow! That's great! Yes!
Oh! Ouch. What do you think they want? Why do they want to come here?
Well, if they're opposed to it, then why are they coming?
How should I know? I'm just like you. But maybe they changed their minds, huh?
No, even if they've changed their mind, there's no reason for them to come here. They could have just said they're thinking about saying yes and they'd give you permission to go over there.
And who do you mean by you?
You and Sharam.
Oh, no, don't back out of it. What do you mean, Shiva? I want you to come over tonight, too.
No, Aunt, just forget about me and Farzad.
What's
I'm not
that
in
it. Mean?
Oh, it means exactly what I said. God willing, when they decide to get married, I'll attend.
But what are you saying, Shiva? Now, let's suppose that your brother doesn't act properly. It doesn't mean that you should act the same way. You didn't want to help with this marriage taking place, and you're not. But you should at least act like a sister to
him. No, Aunt, on Shiva's life.
I swear on Shiva's life I'll be upset with you if you don't come.
All right, sure.
Uh-huh. By the way, I've got good news. Someone's been found who wants to buy Nima's paintings all at once.
No.
And guess for how much?
What?
It's wonderful. 5 million for each painting.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
You're joking.
Believe
no,
it.
I can't
I'm
believe
also
it.
Sending two of his paintings to the UNICEF Festival in
oh,
Tokyo.
Oh, darling,
that child
my
is a genius.
Nima.
No, my Nima. I discovered him and I've got the copyright for myself. Very
right,
well.
Aunt.
Now let's go and clean the house. Come help me. Hurry up.
Yes, yes. Give me a minute to write something and I'll be there.
All right.
Get up, children. Nima, get up. Farzad!
What is
come
it?
Come and get the children out of here. Nima,
sure,
get
sure.
up.
Children,
darling.
Children, get up. Get up. Get up. Go to Uncle Fazel's house until we tell you to come back, all right? Come on, kids. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't give Aunt a hard time.
Shiva, dear.
What?
Are you sure you don't want me to stay and help you?
No, Layli, dear. I'm already grateful to you for taking
not
care
at
of the
all.
Children. Thank you very
it's
much.
It's no trouble, Shadi, dear. You're coming too,
I'll
right?
I'll be right there, Layli,
dear. And I'll
dear.
See you. Goodbye for now.
Thanks a lot.
Hurry
goodbye.
Up, hurry up, hurry up. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Is everything in order? Pastries.
Well, well, the handsome groom.
Is this good?
Yes, it's really great. It's just, has the bride seen you wearing that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, then go and change. Go
oh
and change.
God.
Farzad, why are you giving him a hard
he
time?
He went to change.
Sharam, you don't need to change. Come back. What you're wearing
she's
is fine.
Right,
come
the poor
on.
Thing. Don't give him a hard time. He's already nervous enough as it is.
Yes, he's acting like a bride, really.
Well, he's got the right. They're coming to ask for his hand.
Look, Sharam, look. Don't bring the tea out until I tell you to. And be careful when you bring the tea that you don't turn the tray over and spill it on the groom.
Go and make fun of yourself.
Look, don't be in a rush, okay? With your luck, I'm sure that even Sanam Pazeshken will come and propose to you. No matter how much I told Fazel, he was too stupid to go and get her. But you shouldn't miss out on this opportunity. You need to concentrate well. You should forget about Baha. Concentrate, send out positive energy, and Sanam Pazeshken will come propose to you herself. I mean, you won't be able to find a better wife than her. A great family, really rich, famous, educated, all of that good stuff.
Farzad, excuse me, but it seems you really think about Sanam Pazeshkian a lot. You want to propose to her yourself?
Come on, Shiva, I'm just joking around. Otherwise, we're not up to their standards. They wouldn't even give Sanam's corpse to me in Sharam.
Hey, when I say you think about her, you say no.
No, no way. Don't take it so seriously. I'm just joking. Oh, come on. Oh, they're here. Yes? Hello, how are you? Yes, yes, thank you very much for coming. First floor, apartment on the left.
It's them, they're here.
Yes,
look,
yes.
Farzad, don't go and give Sharam a hard time. He'll get flustered in front of all the guests.
No way, no way. I won't do anything to him. Oh, my coat, my
here,
coat.
Here, it's over here, it's over here.
شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم.
تعبیر رویاها
دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو. تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم